As the Kuskokwim River King Salmon Run comes to an end, the Department of Fish and Game is looking toward a commercial chum opening in the lower river on Friday. But in a year with unprecedented Chinook restrictions and increased reliance on chum salmon, many Middle River fishermen say it's too early. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
At a work session Tuesday of the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group, subsistence fishermen told managers a commercial opening now undermines the conservation mindset and sacrifices that the working group and others have pushed all year. Nick Kamaroff is from Aniak.
The more commercial fishing that starts there, the more boats, a lot of boats, it's going to dwindle our chum and reds and opportunities for other people upriver who have not yet met their subsistence needs.
Several Middle River residents reported not catching as many chum salmon as they might expect this year. They say many are still chum fishing and have plans to target more silvers this year. Managers are proposing a commercial opening Friday in Lower Subdistrict 1B that runs from 15 miles below the Johnson River to the southern tip of Eek Island. The six-hour opening is not finalized yet, but managers expect to allow six-inch gear. Aaron Potter is the Kuskokwim Area Management Biologist with the Department of Fish and Game.
Looks like we're sitting really good as far as fish that have moved into the river, the relaxation of some restrictions in order to provide subsistence opportunity, good abundances of chums moving in, processor availability.
A preseason forecast pointed to 100 to 200,000 chum salmon available for commercial harvest, and the data this year indicate an above-average chum run. There will still be incidental king salmon caught. The commercial buyer, Coastal Villages Seafood, told the working group that they would not buy king salmon caught. All would be sent home for subsistence use. There was no quorum, so the group could not pass a motion. Co-chair Lamont Albertson from Aniak said he wanted managers to hear a message from the Middle River.
For those of us who've been talking conservation upriver, this is not viewed as a conservation move when you open it up. When you can say it's just for chums, and that's fine, and I understand that. And I understand the statistics that you'll use to justify that also. But in the true spirit of the way things have gone this year, and in the way that people in the Middle River, Upper River, and even the Lower River somewhat have responded, this is just the wrong year to start this soon.
The working group will also be talking long-term in the coming months and discussing the possibility of a Tier 2 Chinook salmon permit system that allocates permits based on several criteria. Biologists report that a few silvers at least are in early. The Bethel test fishery on July 6th tied the record for the earliest catch of a coho salmon. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.